And you guys are a married couple, right? Yeah. And what's your names? Akron and Jinda. All right. Father, I thank you for Akron and Jinda today, Lord. And Father, I lay hands on them. And Father, we loose your word, Father, for this season. For the Lord would say, son and daughter, it would have even seemed like over these last 2 years that you would have been in the fiery furnace of life, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that I've put a dream within your heart, and I've put a passion within your heart to be and to do all that I've called you to. But the Lord would say it would have seemed like things have been on delay, and it would have seemed like some supply lines were cut off. But the Lord says, I'm even causing you now to move forward at a new pace, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that this shall be the end of a winter season. And the Lord would say that it's springtime in the purpose and plan that I have for you. For the Lord would say that as you've plowed and planted, the Lord would say there's a lot of harvest that's never broken the soil yet, but the Lord would say there's things happening in the root system that you don't see. And the Lord would say that even in some people's lives, there's things happening in the root season that you don't see yet, says the Lord. But the Lord would say that I'm releasing you even to some newness, but the Lord would say that I'm also going to connect you in some different ways than ever before. And the Lord would say in relationship, the Lord would say there's going to be fivefold ministry teams that you begin to come in alignment with. And even as a knife, the molecules were rearranged and realigned. The Lord would say that I have some realignment purpose for you in this season. And the Lord would say that even as that begins to happen, the Lord would say it'll cause there to be an acceleration. The Lord would say that I have a portion of spiritual miracle grow reserved for you for this season. And the Lord would say that I'm going to begin to pour it out, and the Lord would say that there's going to come a new refreshing. The Lord would say, daughter, the enemy's even battled with your mind and battled with your body, but the Lord would say that I'm coming tonight to break that assignment, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that even as it would have seemed like there would have been cycles of attack that would have come and come and come again, the Lord would say, I'm breaking that and the power of weariness that went with it. And the Lord would say, I'm releasing a new strength, a supernatural charge throughout your systems. And the Lord would say, even in some blood system alignment, the Lord would say that I'm doing something new for you, and I'm causing there to be a new strengthening of even your DNA in a strong way. And so, Father, we loose that anointing now in the name of Jesus. And the Lord would say, son, over these next 30 days, the Lord would say that I'm purposing days of visitation that I have with you. The Lord would say that I'm going to begin to visit you, and you're going to begin to write the vision plain and clear in a different way than ever before, says God. And so the Lord would say, begin to even draft that new thing that I'm doing in your heart and even in the vision that I'm birthing. And the Lord would say, you'll begin to walk it out this year of 2015 in a new and a strategic way, says the Lord. Amen.